Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So keeping with our theme of history this hour, and Kenneth Davis is going to give us an idea of how well we've done by the end of the hour, but I want to welcome to the program Thomas C. Holt, who's a professor of American and African-American history at my alma mater, the University of Chicago, author of a new book, Children of Fire, A History of African-Americans. Professor Holt, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it is a daunting task to create a book that purports on some level to try to be definitive about a subject that is so vast as a history of African Americans. We've been talking about the narratives of all different kinds of peoples in the United States, complicating the issue of historical literacy in the U.S. How much were you burdened or daunted by the task of trying to be definitive about African American history in this book?
Well, I'm not certain I was trying to be definitive, as that term is often used. I was trying to find a narrative thread that united and brought together that history from over a period of more than four centuries.
And
that was my goal.
And there are
to
some
make it alive for people, for the general reader.
And alive, and there's also revelations in here. Patrick Henry Vass referred to all of the stories that are yet to be told about African-American history. For instance, you learn in this book just how visible slavery was in a city like New York, where there was actually a slave rebellion a couple of hundred years ago. There's story after story. Let me take you to one about in the middle of the book. On a September evening in 1906, what American city erupted with racial violence in a story that is not retold well today? You know the answer to that, of course, Professor Holt.
Yes, that's Atlanta. Well, Atlanta, Georgia.
What happened?
Well, there was it was a period of a considerable unrest as both economic and social change, and in the South generally, and in a city like Atlanta, which was one of the new South cities, and there was had been a vast migration from rural areas into Atlanta, as had happened in a number of southern cities. In this case, it created a number of tensions and leading to doing a political campaign that was one of the principal candidates for governor. Basically, was race baiting the white population, that the blacks were a danger and were endangering their safety. So you had tensions build in September of that year. That was a major riot, actually, more like a pogrom.
Indeed.
Because
25 dead
on the black sections of town.
25 dead, blacks dead, and 150 wounded. But the real number is certainly much greater than that. That's just from the reports. You describe in this book that not only was there the Emancipation Proclamation that we know about and the Reconstruction period in the South that we are often taught, but that there was a second Emancipation and a second Reconstruction in the United States. Explain.
The period of the Great Migration out of the South or more accurately out of the rural South into both southern cities and northern cities was called by many black leaders at the time hailed as a second emancipation, because it freed them from the economic ties that had bound them and in some cases practically re-enslaved them after the Civil War. And then, of course, the second Reconstruction is a term used for the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s.
Would you say that there has been a tension between the working class in America and African Americans in America that has not been well told?
Well, it's been told in various ways at, you know, various moments. The sort of long history of that perhaps has not been captured as well as it might, and it's a history reaching back to the 17th century, almost the beginning of the nation's history.
Let's go back to the 17th century to really a narrative that a lot of people encountered African American history in a prominent television program that I'm sure that will be familiar to you. Listen to this.
I dreamed I was hunting, running faster than I ever ran before, spear in my hand. going to listen to me.
I was hunting a great huge bird whose wings stretched from one riverbank to the other. It turned and flew towards me, and I saw it was all white. All white. Its great flapping wings swallowed me up and choked me.
The character Kunta Kinte from the TV miniseries Roots, talking about a dream he had while on a slave ship. Roots, of course, a book before it was a TV miniseries, but an example of how hungry Americans were, even back then in the 1970s when that aired, for learning a real history. And it was a highly rated television show watched by both blacks and whites. What do you make of encountering history in this way, Thomas Holt?
Well, Roots was a phenomenal program. I was actually in my first year of teaching at Harvard that year when it came out, and the reception of students and was amazing, and it had the power of making history real and recognizable, palpable, you might say, and I think that's in the stories that following a real person through these this trying time.
You know, when, on the day I turned 9 years old, June 4th, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson, a white man, of course, said this: in far too many ways, American Negroes have been another nation. Do you still believe that?
Only in part. I mean, I think when Johnson said that was in 1965, actually, it was at my graduation ceremony.
Really?
At Howard University.
It's my birthday. Wow.
That dates us. And a lot has changed, of course, since that moment. But in many ways, of course, with the all the problems that have been well documented, at least for many people, like the incarceration rate among Black Americans, poverty rates, and so forth, and that was the kind of thing he was referring to. But the truth is that Blacks have always been, Black Americans have been, intimately a part of this nation and apart from it from the very beginning.
You say at the conclusion of this book here, and we could talk for a whole hour with you, Blacks were no better prepared for Barack Obama's breathtaking electoral successes than other Americans. Why?
Because it was a surprise, given that that long history and the disappointments that people had encountered at moments of great progress that were followed by moments of extreme reaction.
Thomas C. Holt is a professor of American and African-American history at the University of Chicago. He's author of the fascinating new book, Children of Fire, A History of African-Americans. Kenneth Davis, a comment before we go?
Two things. One thing the professor said was about Roots and the stories. I mean, history has to be about real people. One of the reasons we're ignorant about history is it's boring. Most people will tell you that. We have to tell real stories of real people, and that's certainly what Roots did in its own way. The other thing, circling back to this question of the textbook in Virginia and the Confederates, who writes the textbooks is crucial, and we really have to spend some time thinking and talking about that and what kind of sources we use in textbooks. I go to museums all the time, and I see kids learning stuff that's just not true, and it's very, very sad.
Kenneth Davis is the New York Times bestselling author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About the Civil War, all kinds of other books. How did we do? Good civics lesson this hour?
Pretty good civics lesson, good. Yeah.
Okay, well, keep it going, guys.
We have a quiz at our website, thetakeaway.org, that you can take just three small questions to test your knowledge. And we want to send special thanks out to one of our incomparable producers, Satara Nieves. If you listen very closely and put your ear up to the speaker, you can hear her coughing in the control room. She's still recovering from a bad cold. She's here, working hard. Thanks, Satara.
Do we revoke their citizenship if they get the quiz questions wrong?
We do not.
Oh, that's good.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.